Hey everyone, my name is Reeves, and this is Reeves' Point of View.
Tony Reeves, fire. Following the news in any way, shape, or form.
So today I want to talk to you about five things that you should think about that's important if you are thinking about going to law school and you've been accepted into law school.
Tony Reeves, fire. Tony Reeves, let's go ahead and get started.
First, if you've been accepted, you deserve to be there. Don't let anybody sit there and tell you that you're taking somebody's spot or that somebody, you know, you were on a wait list and that you weren't their original selections. Bump all that. If you get admitted into a law school, I don't care what law school, if it's a reputable ABA accredited school, you're there because you deserve to be there. Your academic credentials, your test scores, all of the things that you've done in order to go through the application process is a reflection of you. So do not allow yourself to feel like you are less than desirable because you may have gotten under there under a unique set of circumstances. If you've got admitted to law school and you're in law school, you're in there. So you should be proud of your accomplishment. Second, recognize that you're going to have a readjustment period. I can tell you, speaking in terms legally is not an easy thing to do. Now, let me tell you when I say that, I'm not trying to tell you that you're going to turn into a monster or anything. That's not what I mean. When you're in school, law schools are trying to train you to think critically. And not only do they train you to think critically, but they're also getting you comfortable with various phraseologies and vernaculars that are common in the legal industry. It's no one's telling you that you have to speak, you know, to what for we present this case in a manner that's most, you know, deferential to whatever. You're going to hear these things said so many times that you're going to not even realize you're saying them. Like, you know, whenever I'm talking to people and they ask me something, I'm like, well, look in the light most favorable to the client, to this individual. And they're like, what? I said, like, yeah, because you say it all the time. It's going to happen whether you want to believe it or not. So you're going to go through this readjustment period where you're going to learn how to speak, communicate, think, and operate in a critical, in a manner that attorneys typically do. So don't go in there thinking that they're going to teach us this magical language of how to, you know, the smoking gun legal arguments. No, they're trying to take you and shape you in terms of forcing you to look at things in a particular way and getting you comfortable with a mechanism of communication that is not often used by other populations. So that period of adjustment may take a minute, but just recognize you'll be all right. There's a readjustment period that you can now adapt to. Third, whatever area of law you were passionate about when you got there, don't think you're a failure if you switch. If you go there with this, we are the world, I'm gonna do criminal defense law. And you go in there and you realize criminal defense does not interest you, but all of a sudden you take tax law and you fall in love. Now you feel like you've switched out. No. What happens is that on the way in, you had this preconceived idea of what you thought would interest you, and you found out something else does. Maybe you went in there thinking, okay, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna be a labor lawyer. And then all of a sudden you fall in love with intellectual property. Okay, nothing wrong with that. So what's gonna happen is that when you're in law school, you're going to get exposed to a variety of different types of legal areas. And you're gonna determine just from tipping your toe into those various waters, which one catches your interest. That's not to say that you may not leave law school and go into the area that you were originally interested in, but because you've allowed yourself to be exposed to a variety of different areas of law, you now get an opportunity to expand your horizon. So if you find yourself in a situation where you decide, this was sexy, but this is really sexy, don't beat yourself up. It's okay if you decide to switch areas. Fourth, ignore the noise. I'm gonna tell you that when I got there, I was so paranoid because they talked about the type of students who tend to do well, which are English majors. I'm not an English major. They tell the type of students and type of schools who tend to do very well, the type of background that people have. If you listen to all the noise telling you about all the things that you don't have, you'll let that get under your psyche and it'll freak you out. It'll shake your confidence and it'll have you questioning whether you even need to be there. If they start talking about that a certain type of person, a certain type of acumen, a certain type of presentation is what normally a successful lawyer typically has in terms of getting through law school, if you know that's not you, you'll let that noise move you in a way that it shouldn't. Ignore the noise. You're going to hear a lot of things when you're there that's going to make you question whether or not you deserve the right to be there. Don't let it shake you. No two attorneys are alike. For every attorney out there that's all the way live and that's verbose and beats up on their chest, there's another attorney that's very quiet that makes just as much money, if not more so, because they move like a stealth dragon. So when you get there, especially by the time your third year, you've already pretty much learned how to tune it out. But that first year or two, you're going to hear a lot of noise. Learn how to ignore it. Fifth and finally, when you get to the point where you start interviewing for jobs, recognize whoever wants to interview you wants to interview you. I can tell you, as someone who participated on the on-campus interviews, I had a few high-end employers reach out to me, and I was so happy to be there because I didn't think I was worthy of them interviewing me that I thought they were doing me a favor. No, they're not doing me a favor. They're in the business of trying to hire someone, and there is something they see on your body of work, your resume, your expertise, your background that tells them that you have the potential to be an asset to their company. So do not allow yourself to fall into this groove of thinking that, maybe they're just looking at me because they're just trying to be nice. No, they're not. They ain't in the business of being nice. They're in the business of trying to hire associates. So when you're in the process of going through the interview process to get a job after you're done with law school and they're coming on campus to interview you, do not walk in there thinking like you should be happy to be there. You should be walking in there like, look here, what can you do for me? Because I know I'm all that in a bag of chips, because you are. So when you find yourself in the interview process, recognize they want you. They're interested in you. Move accordingly. I can tell you, as someone who went through law school, that there were a lot of things that I just was not mentally prepared for when I got there. I had to learn the hard way. But I'm so glad that I have the ability to share that with you. So if you're thinking about going to law school, you've applied to law school and you've been accepted, the things that I've shared with you today, I hopefully will give you some insight and guidance that may give you a better point of view about how you need to address things going forward, so you don't feel like this whole law school experience overwhelms you. Trust me, you're right where you need to be. Now go out and make that thing happen.
Hey everyone, if you enjoy the content, please hit the subscribe button down below.